Welcome to this special Memorial Day edition of Near Fall Podcast. Here with me today is Mike Davis.
Hey.
John Arisman.
Hi.
Eric Morgan.
What's going on?
Tim Allen.
Odale.
And I'm your host, Rydell Casale. So tonight, we're going to talk about Raw Recap. We're going to hit a couple cool subjects that we've all been kind of excited to talk about over the last week. So why don't we just jump right in and get started with Raw. Nothing too much was exciting that happened tonight on Raw.
Anything? Are you kidding me? That's totally contradict.
Actually, I was going to say there was one actually really important thing that I thought happened. And that was I guess the announcement of Randy Orton's new movie. Tim?
That's the best.
Wow, we're going to start with this one. Huh?
Bring on this movie.
I'm going to jump right in this one, huh?
How could you not have Randy Orton have all the talking in a movie?
You see, we're trying to gain more followers and more people who actually like us. We need to just start talking about Randy Orton's movies off the bat. That's how we lose fans.
How many RKOs are going to be in this movie?
Probably zero. It's just going to be him talking for 2 hours straight.
That is completely... But then I'm going to see that movie.
I'm
a soldier.
Actually, no. I think he's playing a cop in this movie.
He is a cop.
He's a police officer. He was originally going to be a Marine, but the Marine Corps said, fuck that shit.
We've tried this once.
We already got John Cena. We don't need another one.
And The Miz, and Ted DiBiase Jr.
Ted DiBiase Jr. does not do anything.
No, he was the Marine, too. He was the second Marine.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Did you guys not know?
Wait a minute, there was another Marine.
I didn't watch the first
Marine. You understand there was
Marine 3 just came out with the
Did
Miz.
You think they just skipped past one and just went right to 3?
I didn't even see the first one. There was more than one.
Consider yourself lucky for not seeing the first one. The second one had Ted DiBiase Jr. in it, and the third one had The Miz in it. I can't even pick it off of a shelf. Like, as soon as I go near it, my body just goes, and I just have, like, a little bit of a stroke, and I have to walk away.
So this is, what, 12 rounds 2?
Yes, this is 12 rounds 2 with Randy Orton.
Who was 12 rounds 1?
John Cena.
Oh, of course.
Didn't you know it was a WWE movie? He's got to be in it somewhere.
We avoid those, like the plague.
Just the salute all day.
Just 2 hours of him standing still saluting.
Standing there saluting. At the very end, he just does it, and then his music drops. Let's roll.
That would have actually been better than what actually happened.
By the way, so Raw happened as well.
Raw did happen. In the first hour, John Cena opened up Raw. And who saw that coming,
I'm
right?
I'm literally picking my nose at that.
That's Tim's view on things. Well, he introduced the stipulations for the Three Stages in Hell match. Eric, the first stipulation is...
Lumberjack match.
All right, second...
Tables match.
And the third is the ambulance match.
Yep.
So basically it's three matches.
Yeah.
All right.
But the thing is, they didn't say if they're going to do some really weird shit. It's like, here's one match earlier in the night. Then it's going to go to the next match. And then it's going to the next match. Or is it just going to be all three?
Well, it's got to have to be back to back to back. There's no way they're going to separate it.
That would be the most annoying pay-per-view ever.
The question is, do I really want to see John Cena versus Ryback for a whole hour? Because that's what that's going to be.
Well, who wouldn't want to see that? That sounds like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's not like...
It's not Waffle Crisp cereal, right?
We're not talking about Waffle Crisp.
No.
Wait, this isn't the Waffle Crisp podcast?
No.
No, this is the peanut butter cinnamon toast crunch.
I'm in the wrong... Sorry, guys. I gotta bounce.
All I'm saying is, I don't think it's much better than Ryback and...
Anybody?
That's true.
Ryback's in it's going to be pretty brutal.
I can see this being another pay-per-view.
Quotation fingers.
I can see this being another pay-per-view where after the Shield's done, I get drunk.
Yeah.
Actually, no, wait. This match should be awesome, because remember, John Cena is the king of extreme.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God, you're right. I forgot about
there's
that.
Nobody who, yeah, there's nobody else in extreme.
It's not like, you know, Tommy Dreamer's the king of extreme or Rob Van Dam.
Or Sandman.
We're all just going to forget about New Jack. That man had a shopping cart full of shit to hit you with.
Are we going
to
not talk about Mick Foley?
No, he is not.
Oh, come on.
He is not hardcore
come
at all.
Come on.
You don't know wrestling. You don't know what you're talking about.
Who's Mick Foley?
Who is that guy again?
I feel like this is a joke. This is funny. This is funny. The man who got thrown off of a 30-foot cage through a table and then stood up.
Did it better.
I did. Coast to coast off the Titantron.
That's true. Touche.
Or a man who had his ear ripped off.
Yeah, well, that would be Mick Foley.
Coast to coast. Titantron. And that's Shane O'Mac. Do you really think Shane O'Mac went to, like, the Bret Hart School of Wrestling?
Well, Shane O'Mac, he did.
Greenwich, Connecticut. The mean streets. You don't even know about Greenwich, Connecticut. Yeah. That place is cray, man.
To be fair to Mick Foley, Dude Love.
Really? You gonna go Dude Love over Cactus Jack?
I'm gonna go with Tim.
Cactus Jack.
Well, no, I love Cactus Jack. I mean, Dude Love is just hilarious.
Dude Love is hilarious.
And to be fair, Shane O'Mac didn't have a tooth rammed up his nose.
That was already rammed up his nose? That was more like, you happened to hurt yourself and your tooth ended up in your nose.
I don't even know how that's physically possible.
It happened.
Because your mouth is open normally when you're getting hit in the face.
Yeah, but like, how did it get into the nostril?
I don't know.
Blood works in mysterious ways.
I like how we're not going to analyze this all. It's just, it happened. Shut up and deal with it.
There's a tooth in his nose. It's Mick Foley getting a tooth jammed in his nose after being hit really hard in the face. Do we really have to analyze this?
In other words, it's just another day at the job.
No, we have to analyze this because there's no way a tooth climbs out of your mouth up into your nostril.
I don't think it necessarily climbed. I think that's a bit of an extreme overstatement.
I
think it may have landed and then got jammed in there. But
I feel like that would have made news.
His tooth climbed out of his mouth and crawled up to his nose.
It nestled itself snugly.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I have to say on it. If the government can have the Warren Commission, WWE can have Nick Foley's tooth.
This is true.
Fair enough. Got the magic bullet, we got Nick Foley's tooth, and his career.
Aww.
It's crazy. This man hurt himself way too much.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's still like writing children's books and a best-selling author. And
yeah,
wow, he does way too much for being hit in the head with his.
Although, times, yeah. To be fair, you know what's funnier than a Mick Foley stand-up show?
John Cena's career,
Zack Ryder's career.
Damn!
Oh, that's
wow. I was gonna say Zack Ryder's Twitter statuses.
Oh,
come on! All right, the gloves are totally off on this near fall podcast. Just ripping.
Let's talk about A-Train. Aww. He was even digging his own grave tonight.
He does that every time. He's like, oh, look, it's my career.
You know, now I legitimately feel bad. It's Memorial Day. We're supposed to be having a good time.
Let's talk about how much the WWE honored all of our troops and America by having Raw in Canada. That makes it extra special.
And Bret Hart Appreciation Day.
Bret Hart Appreciation Day.
The ultimate Canadian.
Yeah, tonight was Bret Hart Appreciation Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
If you had the WWE America. App, which all of us here on Near Weapon do not have.
No. Near Weapon?
Near Weapon. Fired.
We just combined all the podcasts. We're
all
just Near Weapon now.
If someone bring up iTunes, we're just going to say a line of shit, and it's going to be all the podcasts on there.
Yeah. He's going to name every podcast, and then he's going
to
finish with show.
Welcome to Beer Fall.
Well, I mean,
we're all pretty much drinking a lot of beer.
It's juice. It's the Beyond juice, Beer Weapon Comedy button.
Fall. I was actually a little upset with that, just because I was like, really? Like, it's on Memorial Day. Let's honor our troops. They even had a segment about the American troops. Like, you're in Canada.
It's almost as if someone failed to schedule something. You know, it's almost like they could have planned this months in advance.
It's not their fault. They couldn't plan ahead.
They do plan these things in advance.
Hey, guys,
they do?
What's this?
Whoa.
What's really? This Monday? Ugh. Oh, it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day?
No.
How is it spelled? Memorial.
Yeah, when they do these, when they do these events, they have it. They schedule them like 5-6 months in advance.
They do.
So like someone just dropped the ball on this one.
I just want to know who, so I could just picture in my head Vince going, "You had one fucking job, Sin Cara. How did you botch this? What? Sin Cara? Seriously?" I'm in the hospital. Really? We're just going to blame Sin Cara on this.
No, which makes sense. No.
It's
Sin Cara sitting at a desk with a suit and tie, just typing away at a keyboard, just looking at Vince with his fucking mask on. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's what he says after every one of his matches, so.
Touche.
We should
put a belt on that man.
All right, so.
Yeah.
I think we should make him the Intercontinental Champion.
Isn't there an internet title? Can we give him that?
Maybe what happened to that? You mean the title that Zack Ryder made? Oh.
Did he make that up?
Yeah, he did.
We are just ripping apart Zack Ryder.
We didn't do anything. Zack Ryder should just. He's already in the ground. We didn't dig him up. We're just
I love Zack Ryder. We might as well just continue making fun of him since he's making fun of himself, too.
But
he has to.
He makes fun of himself all the time.
It's Memoirs of a Geisha Day. Shouldn't we make fun of John Cena?
I'm pretty sure he cries himself.
Well, I mean, John Cena just makes fun of himself by doing that salute every time.
John Cena just makes fun of himself by waking up in the morning.
By the way, I'm going to be the guy to throw this out there. Everyone right now, go on the WWE Facebook page and check out the picture of John Cena with a soldier and a Nazi.
It's actually on our Facebook
page. Yeah, we did that too.
It is.
So you don't need to go to WWE's because ours is better.
That's an official one.
No, yeah, no. WWE posted this photo of John Cena posing with two active duty soldiers.
It's most likely taken down now, but it's the internet. That shit ain't.
It's not on our page.
Go to our page. Make sure you check it out. If it's on there, it'll be on ours.
Which you haven't, if you haven't already, go to facebook.com/nearfallwrestling.
It is still on there.
Of course it is.
It is still on the WWE.
So we were totally right in. The mask. Who's the mask guy that's sitting there taking in for Vince now? Sin Cara. Sin Cara is totally posting that on Facebook. Yeah, and in his mind, this is awesome. John Cena, I got the troops. This is great.
Sin Cara again? How you botched the photo? Seriously, the dude's got an SS tattoo on his arm. Can I just wrestle
Vince,
now? No, it's not going to be any better. So.
Vince, don't you want more morphine? Here, let me hit that button 100 times.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, no, that's real. You look good right now.
You're looking real sharp.
Man,
real
you look sharp. Like you...
If anyone cares, I actually just commented on the picture. Cena endorses the SS. That's not very America.
No.
Or not.
Well, it doesn't really matter because they were in Canada tonight, so it doesn't count.
Doesn't matter.
That's bad.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
It doesn't matter.
It's really bad. I kind of like Cena more now. I mean,
What?
Hmm?
That's not right.
Anyway, so Big E Langston and AJ Lee are probably soon no longer going to be associated with each other. Because tonight...
Oh no, say it ain't so!
Oh no, my heart strength is pulling. It hurts.
You know, this is sad.
My feel bad's
sad
hurt.
Sad forecast.
My feel bad's hurt right now.
This. Sad forecast.
Sad forecast?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, so apparently, magically, Alberto Del Rio somehow beat Big E Langston tonight. After Big E Langston powers out of the armbar, this is the official recap, by the way, powers out of the armbar, then Del Rio counters and wins. And then AJ gets mad at Big E and starts screaming at him. He stands up and walks away and while she's continuing to yell. So, not that anybody really cared, but this is leading to what I thought was going to happen, which is going to be a Ziggler versus Big E feud.
So, which would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Don't we need one of the other people to be in this feud, though?
What do you mean?
Ziggler was nowhere to be found today.
Well, yeah, he's still
out for injury.
Yeah, they're saving him for payback, so.
Yep.
Well, that's because Jack Swagger's a douchebag.
Yep.
Yeah. We can all agree on that.
I feel like after that match, Ziggler was like, dude, I'm not Sin Cara. You don't need to pay me back. You got the wrong person. I didn't kick you in the head last time.
Maybe the guy in that picture with John Cena thought he was with Jack Swagger. That's why he decided to flex the fucking SS tattoo.
That actually would have made sense. That would have been
enjoyable. That kind of reminds me, where was Jack Swagger on Megamind Day?
Well, you understand something now. Totally. He's no longer in contention for the heavyweight title, so nobody gives a shit. Like, Vince was like, ugh. Yeah, we're done.
I guess you have one job,
not drive high.
But I like to smoke weed. Weed.
Smoke weed every day.
But yeah, we should totally post that on the internet. That'll get us a ton of hits.
Yeah, no, totally.
Hey, no, seriously.
I was going by the parody video I saw, which was amazing.
Which I still have yet to see because it's still not supported on mobile, which makes absolutely zero sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Let's get to like some stuff that happened that we cared about because as everyone knows, it's
Monday. We talked about that last week.
No. It's Monday, so we
there
all know
is
that all
something
is. Jericho.
That is true. That was a very nice segue, Tim, because I was pretty excited. Many, many, many websites had posted that tonight was supposed to be CM Punk's return. He was officially listed as part of all the advertising in Calgary, so I'm sure there might have been a few upset fans. But technically, his name was mentioned.
Upset,
oh, I know. But I didn't pay to go see it, so
no,
I'm a little...
I would like to point out, for any fan that would ever like to get mad about something changing in the advertisements... Mm-hmm. The number one thing you always have to keep in mind when you're going to a WWE event is...
It's the WWE.
In the bottom, it says, card is subject to change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AKA, quit your bitching.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you have to understand, I mean, people pay this... Like, it's not to bash on our, you know, our thing, but wrestling's not a real sport.
No, it's not.
So...
How dare you?
I know. But, so it's not like it's, you know, a typical fight card where it's like, oh, well, he got hurt, you know, it's like... I mean, it happens, but...
It's not like boxing.
Right. It's not like where it's like, oh, that really shit could happen. Like, you know, like, it's... When people go to see somebody, they expect to see it. Granted, if anybody went there expecting to see CM Punk, they were wrong. But, I mean, they shouldn't have expected that because there was nothing official announcing his comeback. But at least tonight was the start of the comeback path for CM Punk. So, on the highlight reel, Jericho had Paul Heyman as his guest. And he brought him out, and, you know, they were talking a little bit of smack, and Paul Heyman politely reminded him that he gave Chris Jericho his start. And then Chris Jericho said he'd like to speak about one of his clients. You know, and he goes, oh, Curtis Axel, no. Paul, Brock Lesnar, no. And that's when everybody was very excited.
I can hear you if you say his name.
Brock Lesnar did good at home today. Please don't rape us. I know, we're giving him props. He's not going to rape us if we talk nice about him.
It's not okay.
Brock, good. The name CM Punk was mentioned. Apparently, they're going to, I guess, bring him back with a Jericho and Punk feud again. This time, it's going to be the reverse, whereas, you know, from the last feud, whereas CM Punk will be the heel and Jericho will be the face. I'm a little upset about this. I love both of them. I think it's going to be a great match and or feud if it lasts more than one match.
It won't.
I don't think it will. I think it's just that's his introduction back into it, but...
You can have two hype people in more than one match. That would just be obnoxious.
Well, they did like three matches or two matches last year.
Mm-hmm. That was actually really good. I loved that.
They were really good when Jericho poured the Jack Daniels all over.
Yeah, I was like, but wow.
Yeah, that was rough.
I'm fine with how they did it because, I mean, let's face it, if you're CM Punk and you can, you know, milk staying home as long as possible and get paid for it.
Oh, I think he could have stayed way longer. I really think he wants to come back.
I don't think he does. I mean, I think being champ has a certain effect on you.
Oh, yeah.
And being a champ for as long as he was, mm-hmm. I mean, the dude's one of those kind of guys that, like, he works through injuries. Most people would sit there and cry and go home and cry to mommy.
Yeah.
And
I think, really, he just wanted as many days off as he could, and today's Master of the Universe Day, so, you know.
Well, no,
I... Not that off.
And I think for him, I mean, on another note, he just gets to sit at home, make money, and hang out with his girlfriend.
And have sex with Lita, which, who wouldn't want to
do
that?
He's actually
they're like, aren't they engaged? They're not engaged, they've just been dating for a while.
A long time, at least like 5-6 years.
No, like, yeah. They had dated like 5 years ago, they broke up, and they just got back together.
I would have to quote the prophet Beyonce, if you like it, you better put a ring on it. Is that how it goes?
Call me Matt Hardy.
Wow.
Oh.
Super awkward. Everyone knows she's pulling for Jeff on that one. Jeff's got all that stuff she wants.
Ultimate heel tactics.
Yeah.
Ultimate heel tactics.
Actually,
makes Lita call him her ex-boyfriend.
If you watch the CM Punk Best in the World DVD, you would know Lita's straight edge.
Yep.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of generally upsetting.
Which is awkward, because you figure, I mean, she dated Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Look, well, she's done every drug known to man.
Jeff Hardy. That's even that worse. Guy's...
He's just like... Which we're going to talk about a little later.
I think he's sober now.
Man. He's actually the clean one.
Yeah, he's actually sober now. He is.
Really? Super serious?
Well, Matt Hardy's still...
Serious?
Yeah, no, super serial.
Super
like,
serial?
Super serial. Matt Hardy's still doing promos with ROH. He's in Ring of Honor right now, Matt Hardy, because they don't think anybody else wants him. But
Ring of Honor didn't even want him at first.
Yeah, I know. That was bad.
Why don't Hardy Boys Impact just do it?
Nah, they tried it.
Don't want him.
Did they try it?
They tried that.
How'd that work out?
Drugs. Matt Hardy had a complete utter breakdown on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst place to have.
That was around the time of that whole Jeff Hardy thing that we're going to
talk
about.
That is like the worst part of having a breakdown on YouTube is being on YouTube.
Well, he was just like, they weren't sure if it was a breakdown or if he was just trying to like get attention to himself, like one or the other, because like, it was kind of...
Spoiler alert! That's what a breakdown is!
No. Like, a breakdown is just sitting there and just like, you just fucking losing it. Like, it was him trying to make interest about himself so that he could go back to being a household name in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Is what some people speculate.
Is that what Chris Benoit did then?
Listen.
Welcome to Deathcast.
No, listen. I defend Chris Benoit wholeheartedly. They refused.
Wow. To. Okay. That is
what?
John. He is on his own.
Yep.
I'm joking.
We are all separate away from his mouth talking now.
Near Fall Wrestling does not support any of the opinions or related associations to any of the people in their personal views in or around this podcast.
I'm warning you. Near Fall Wrestling may cause erections. If it's still over 4 hours, you should probably, I don't know,
listen more somewhere. Near Fall.
Yeah, so Punk, Jericho, Payback, Paul Heyman agreed to it. I was kind of hoping, like, before Paul Heyman agreed to it, you would just hear the music drop and then Punk would come out and
that,
accept.
That would have been
it. Would have been good writing.
Logical thing to happen,
right? And it would have been good writing.
Like,
so
we don't accept.
Yep.
Oh my God, this is gonna happen.
Yep.
Or I was expecting, you know, Chris Jericho to attack Paul Heyman
and then
send
Punk,
a message.
Well, no, then I think that's the way they would have had Punk come out.
Yeah.
Is that if he would have like tried to like if he would have hit Heyman and then Punk comes out, they're just like,
exactly.
But it's funny because the crowd was chanting CM Punk like while they were talking. But I guarantee you, if he would have came out, like half the crowd would have booed him. I'm just like, I hate the WWE fans so much. Like just the average fans that are there, they just irritate me. Like tonight with Fandango, like they all get so excited when his music comes on. They're all dancing and like, yeah, this is great. And they got the foam
finger. Fandangoing.
Yeah. Hashtag Fandangoing. And then as soon as he like walks out, boo, boo. Fandango the faggot. Fandango thuff dick. You were so helpful.
But we're not talking about our fans. Our fans are awesome and they're smart.
Right, because they're intelligent for listening
way
to us. So.
Way to throw that out there.
I like that. Suck up! Mike, get your mouth off the proverbial ass of all the fans.
But I like the ass of our fans.
Whoa. Again, opinions not supported by the general podcast. This is Mike's opinion and Mike's opinion alone.
Podcast totally supports dicks, by the way, not asses. Mike's on his own.
Wait, it's right.
Like, what?
It's all right. We're all dick here.
Welcome to HomoCast.
What's wrong with that?
Welcome to my Furious Cast.
Good job. All right, so we talked about Jericho and Punk.
We did.
Tag team rematch.
That was a good match. Which I'm really, you know what? I usually get like real sick of that, like when I see like the rematches of when the titles change hands.
Good matches.
They're so good. I'm okay with it. Let's just like that's like the only real good tag team setup right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this right now. I have believed in the Shield since before they debuted. I've been a huge hold on. I'm talking
how
about
the
when they're in NXT.
Let me finish.
Remember Medieval Weaponry? Like they
were trying to rip your throat out and stomp on it all simultaneously. Just deal with it. Go. All right. John, continue.
When I say I believe in the Shield, I'm talking about I believed in the actual superstars, the wrestlers.
Okay. Agreed.
I'm a huge fan of Tyler Black or Seth Rollins.
Sorry to interrupt you again, but let's be honest. No one knew who the fuck Roman Reigns was till we actually checked
out
NXT.
No, but I'm saying Dean Ambrose.
We were all freaking out when we saw that.
I'm saying though, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, though.
Dean Ambrose is a monster.
Like, two of my favorites. And then not Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns.
He's just a monster, if you know what I mean.
Roman Reigns has really stepped up.
I believe
in
the
that
Shield.
He's a force. Oh God!
I don't think
Trojan Man.
I believe in the
Well,
Thor.
Listen, but
believe in the spear.
But that's the entire thing about like his archetype. He's like the Samoan powerhouse. He doesn't have to cut promos.
Right. He's the Rock's cousin.
He's the Rock's cousin. He doesn't have to do shit.
And the Usos.
Hey, that Samoan Wikipedia page needs more people.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, it does.
Like
a little weak man.
Yeah.
But
the Rock's on that list.
Speaking of, answer me this.
Slow boat.
I want to know this right now. How is it The Rock isn't even with the company right now? He's off doing his bullshit.
Isn't it the hero?
And
it's called movies, John.
His bullshit. His reality TV shows.
He said it right.
And he's on the cover photo of WWE Facebook.
Get the fuck out of here.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, he still is.
Yep.
Like,
blows my mind.
Look, we've already established that Sin Cara is in charge of the Facebook. No one cares.
I feel like that would just explain everything that's wrong with the WWE.
Actually, yeah.
What is wrong with the WWE? I just don't get it. I just don't get what's going on with the WWE right now. This is terrible. There's so much promoting for the app, and like everything's just bad. Just a picture, just a meme of just Sin Cara sitting in Vince's office like...
Okay. Well, there's only one other logical meme to put after that one.
Yoshikatsu?
Brock Lesnar punching a computer.
Yeah.
Brock, take over! Brock, win title!
Brock, win all the titles!
Why? Brock, tag team champions! Who's your partner? Brock! Oh, well, that obviously makes sense.
So
I can see you winning both titles, Brock.
Actually, I can see
I know
that.
This wasn't on the card for us to talk about, but I'm just curious here. What does everyone think of The Rock's most recent run at the company?
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible.
You want to do this?
As if you're actually serious?
I'm actually serious.
Well, he did wrestle the once in a lifetime.
Let's see.
Twice.
I think I can fucking stuff this up for good. Everyone in this room right now.
I just want to. I want it out there.
Blow my mind, Derek. Blow my mind.
Oh, sup? What's up, Punk? I'm here at Raw 1000. I'm gonna challenge whoever's champion at Royal Rumble 2013. 8 months later, WWE champion. Really? No.
Really? No. To be fair. Not this past WrestleMania, but the Mania before that, when the first once in a lifetime happened.
No, wait. It only happens once in a lifetime.
No, but it happened twice, so they're liars.
And which once in a lifetime was the once?
And it's been made clear that whenever The Rock wants, he can have his rematch.
Oh, God, no.
Which he has. I'm pretty sure he said that he doesn't want that.
He doesn't want it, but
yeah, if he did, which I would just find him and kill
him. He's gonna want it as soon as they start casting him for the Tooth Fairy 3. Like, I need it.
I need that right now. I need the 3 times in a lifetime
Disney
match right
just
now.
Called. I need something to do. Like your Disney.
But no, to be fair, the Raw. I believe it was the Monday after. You know, not this past WrestleMania, but the Mania before that. John Cena came out and said to The Rock, he was like, we will wrestle again next year and it will be for the title. He said it, the role, after that.
I knew it was coming, but it was one of those things that in wrestling, anything can change at any time. I was really hoping that
He got hit by a bus, lost a kidney,
they said all
or
this,
a leg.
No, they said all
or
this.
An eye.
How do you go from hit to a bus? I hope he gets hit by a bus. Well, maybe he loses a kidney, has a little...
Any one of those things to keep him away from WWE would have been good.
He gets shot.
Listen,
he stabs in the neck
multiple times.
He stubs his toe at night in the dark. Or the shot thing.
Here's my entire thing. Like, this was all said before they even thought about having Punk go for the title as long as he did.
Yeah.
Like, alright, so you have Punk go for the title for however long it was like
434
consecutive days.
Defending, reigning WWE champion.
How long they've been on his dick.
For 10 years.
No, so Punk has had 434 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is champion for over a year. They gave him like a little mini celebration. Rock has the title for
a day?
30 days.
An hour?
For 30 days. And he gets a new title debuted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he gets the headline WrestleMania.
Yep.
Well, when
he won the title... Didn't they give him the new title
the next night?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was a week later.
It was after he defended the title against Punk.
But there was already pictures...
Oh, yeah, with
there was already pictures of Punk holding the new title before they debuted it.
Yeah. But listen.
That's super awesome.
After Rock won the title from Punk, they had a party the next night on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 30-minute long celebration.
Yeah, I remember that.
When CM Punk literally got almost no respect... For 434 days. I'm not saying this is like part of his promo, but just like comparatively speaking, like it's nothing but garbage.
I think my biggest problem with the way they handled Punk is 434 days, Punk didn't main event any, he didn't close out any pay-per-view except unless he was in the main event with John Cena.
Which is ridiculous.
Brock Lesnar and Triple H just closed out Extreme Rules.
Even over John Cena. That's because Triple H's ego is the size of an arena, so... That's why that happened.
It's just like... All right,
it wasn't even a good match.
No, really, aside from the Shield matches, what was good about that pay-per-view?
Nothing. Really.
Except for I heard Jericho fan and I was
that decent. It was way too short. But the codebreaker off the top ropes was... Oh my God, that was amazing.
But like, everything...
That was fantastic.
But everything else but that pay-per-view, I was like... I told, I think it was Tim, after the Shield's done, I'm not watching the pay-per-view anymore.
Yeah, makes sense.
But see, the only good thing about this whole Triple H Brock Lesnar thing is... Now that Triple H is done with Brock Lesnar, it seems that Paul Heyman brought someone else for Triple H to fight.
Curtis
and
Axel.
And he's getting a pretty good push.
I'm excited.
There's this new kid around called Curtis Axel.
Mr. Perfect Jr.
Oh, semi-perfect.
Now,
semi-perfect.
Now, tonight on Raw, they're giving him... Because last week, it was Triple H...
Well, last Monday, he...
Last Monday, it was Triple H and Curtis Axel.
Right.
And Curtis Axel, the Triple H... Oh, my head hurts, I can't wrestle.
All right, he had a small stroke, thank God.
I have a concussion. Whatever.
Yeah.
So then this week we're just gonna keep pushing Curtis Axel as far and as fast as we can.
Well, he had a match on Friday too.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he beat Sin Cara with something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not a match. That's to see who gets to post this week on Facebook.
Oh.
Anyway, tonight it was Curtis Axel versus just Americana man.
Superman.
John.
John Cena.
John
Cena. You got this.
Kenna Sandin.
Nope. Kenna.
Karate?
We're getting close.
Cena.
Okay, it was John Cena.
Yeah.
I don't forget, he loves taking pictures with Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Just a reminder, folks.
And you know what? I'm not even going to lie. I saw exactly all I need to see at Curtis Axel. I like him. He's good. It's just
I love the fact that he's a Paul Heyman guy.
Perfect place.
They should call him Mr. Imperfect.
Last
Because
it makes him sound like a villain.
No.
It makes him sound shitty.
No.
It makes him sound bad.
Last week...
Mr. Perfect was kind of a heel for a while, and it was
Mr. Perfect was like the epitome of a heel for a long time. Like, Mr. Perfect was perfect at anything he did.
Yep.
Sports.
Actually...
I'm pretty sure Mr. Perfect sweat out, Power Thirst.
Mr. Perfect made Chuck Norris look like a joke.
Whoa. Yep. Mr. Perfect's perfect at everything, even having sex with your girlfriend.
No,
it's a true story. On the vignettes for Mr. Perfect and his, and like when he was first coming into the WWE, he had never golfed a day in his life.
Right.
And they give him a putter to go make a shot for the shot. And, he literally made it the first attempt and just walked.
Did he just perfectplex the fucking golf club? It was the keyboard. It fell.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, you're freaking out like a... It's the... It's
Swing Scoop!
Turns out it was Scene Car the whole time.
That little fucker.
I fucking hate him.
Seriously, this is actually the most I think somebody's beat
you,
up on
you know
Scene
what? You know what? Scene Car is going to be the
this
new...
Is so bad. You know what? Scene Car is not going to follow us on Twitter later.
You know who else isn't going to follow us on Twitter after he deactivates it?
Zack Ryder.
So this is Low Fall Podcast. We're just going to keep picking the nuts all night.
Anyway, Curtis Axel. Eric.
It's looking good. Looking good. Definitely a hell of a lot better than the last time he was on TV. It's Michael McGillicuddy with David Otunga as the Nexus Tag Team Champion. Which is just terrible. But,
Who?
I think I just had an
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but no, he's good. I mean, he's had great matches so far. He had, if you didn't watch the SmackDown match was actually pretty good just because he was in there with Sin Cara, so he actually, is that main event or SmackDown?
Yeah, that was the SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown.
Yeah, I forget if it was like one of the three other shows no one watches on WWE. But he had a match against Sin Cara, was actually pretty good. The Triple H match was good until concussion. And then...
That was such a cop-out.
And then the match tonight was good. Like, he fucking dominated Cena, like, the whole match. And then...
Yeah. Even Cena, like, at the end, I don't know if this was, like, intentional or not, but, like, at the end, like, as they were cutting, like, to cut the credits, Cena actually, like, looked into the ring and, like, started, like, applauding him, like, looking at him. Like, so I don't know if that was him giving him, like, his seal of approval, like, wow, he did a good job, or if it was just, like, a part of it, but...
To be honest, it was John Cena, so no one cares.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, I mean, to be fair, no, hold on. We all hate John Cena, but he is a hard worker. Like, the dude's been doing this for a long time. Like, he's, you know, he does...
Sorry.
Good?
I don't hate John Cena, the person. I actually respect John Cena quite a lot.
Me too.
If you haven't watched his DVD yet, it's actually
it's really good.
One.
Yeah, it's really, really
it's
good.
It's actually good. Like you get to see what he's all about, and the dude... Like,
you kind of get the feels for John Cena a little bit.
You do.
You get a little bit of the feels.
But then you watch Monday Night Raw, and
it's like,
gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's like, God damn
it. And it's gone.
Me. You lost me.
No, and listen, Five it's seconds. Not John's fault. Like, it's not his fault Russell whatsoever.
Come on now.
That was 18 seconds. That was Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his fault even a little bit. It's just that, like, when...
Vincent.
It's like... Kennedy. It's...
Meh.
No, it really is Superman syndrome. Like, Superman's the Boy Scout. Like, he can do no wrong, and people hate him for it.
We don't want to go here.
He always wins.
We don't want to go here.
He doesn't always win.
This is a bad... Yes,
he does. No, hold on.
Okay,
listen.
We're not talking about...
Listen, no, to be fair... No, we're not talking about comics at all. That's not where I was going with this at all.
I thought you were going with comics.
No,
this will end terribly, and it'll be a four-hour-long podcast.
No, that's how we ended the last one. We just had to cut it off. No, seriously... Let's talk about 2012. I mean, honestly, 2012 was just John Cena's year of sucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. It was great.
That was 365 days of Cena losing?
It was fantastic. He lost everything. Like, every pay-per-view, got his ass raped by Punk, like, six times. Like, it was fantastic. Like, not just because it was Punk, he just was terrible
all year. Also, the Raw right after WrestleMania of last year gets attacked by Brock Lesnar. I was like, this is... I love this.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
That was like
just
the beginning of the end.
Nothing but Cena's low point.
I can't believe I lost WrestleMania. Brock, smash you next.
Oh, great! Oh, great! It gets worse.
Oh God!
You know, as for Curtis Axel, I Eric will tell you. Since he was with the Nexus, I'd
rather
he was good.
You tell us.
Well, I'm going to say right now, I'm saying Eric will back me up on this one. I said that ever since he was in the Nexus, I said he's going to be good at some point in time.
Yeah, and even I was like, oh, no, no. Mm.
I like him.
Listen,
I really do.
The kid reminds me of his dad a lot. It's just that.
Oh, no, you only say Nexus did the perfect plex.
No, I'm saying that.
It was a good perfect
plex. It was
plex.
Really good.
I've been saying that since forever. The problem is the WWE likes to.
They don't know what to do with them.
Likes to brand these people, likes to package them in certain ways. And, like, that's what ruins them. Like, Colt Cabana would have done great in WWE.
Oh, my God. Okay, I love him.
Like, Colt Cabana would have done great in WWE, but they gave him some stupid.
Can you imagine if him and Punk could have been running promos together in WWE?
Well, no, I mean, there's no reason, like...
Well, no, they did Ring of Honor together, that's why. Tim's shaking his head because he thinks I'm on Punk's dick right now.
No.
That's not why.
Not right now, you are normally. Right. Like,
Cabana.
Now you're just on multiple.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. John Cena won two pay-per-view matches last year.
He did?
If you didn't...
Super fantastic.
If you didn't know Tim, Colt Cabana and CM Punk are best friends. They've been best friends since, like, forever.
Are they BFFs?
Yeah.
Is it Facebook confirmed?
It's Facebook confirmed.
Well, I want to make sure the validity of this.
It's Facebook
true.
Official.
Okay.
It's Facebook sure. official. Like, these two are best friends.
They got the nexus and everything.
Oh, shit.
They really
That's
do. They've thrown some of the best matches in the history of, like, independent wrestling together.
Ever. If you watch the CM Punk DVD, you'll see some. I mean, they're
yeah, and then there's amazing. Then,
see, you guys keep on bringing up these DVDs I have to watch, but normally I just get
Netflix.
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
I get on Netflix, and then I see the like tables, ladders, and chairs,
the
best ladder matches. And I'm like, I want to watch that now.
The CM Punk one's on there.
Yeah, it's
the
CM Punk, the John.
No, that's on the sequel. I'm telling you, I see all the wrestling things, and then I see ladder matches.
Edge's DVDs,
and then I just go right to that.
But
one.
But continuing my point of WWE. They don't know how to brand. Like, they want to brand everything. They want to own it. They have the new guy Pac, who is like one of the biggest stars over in Europe.
Exactly.
And they're going to ruin him.
No.
And they're going to ruin him. El Generico. They've already ruined him. You know, and Chris Hero. He should already be up. And they keep talking about how they want to bring the tag team division back. All right, then why did you take Claudio away from Chris Hero?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you get rid of the kids?
Is he your Ring of Honor guy?
Claudio and Chris Hero.
Well, Claudio is Antonio Cesaro.
Yeah,
okay.
Antonio Cesaro. Yeah. Claudio and Chris Hero were the best tag team in the independent circuit.
Like hands down.
Hands down.
Better
like,
than Rogue's Collar?
Yes,
better than Rogue's Collar.
Yes. Like, they
whoa,
were just...
Whoa.
Hold on, just so everybody knows, Eric is like the biggest Sandow mark like on the planet.
No, really,
I am as well. But
I mean, I love Sandow too, but Eric like takes it to a new level.
Sandow is like the next Triple H, except not going to marry the boss.
See, I've been saying that. People don't agree with me. I'm glad John agrees with me that he's the next Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
They're trained by the same person, that's why.
You were trained by the same person.
That's weird.
No, so...
You should probably try wrestling.
You should. Right
but like they just ruin these people with these needs to brand people, and that's what was problem with Curtis Axel. That they had him branded as Michael McGillicuddy. Like Curtis Axel's a little better,
and much better.
Curtis Axel's way better.
I like it.
But
Michael I still
Curtis Axel is a brilliant name if you actually think about
well, no,
it.
I would still, I would still rather him be called
Mr. Michael Curtis Axel McGillicuddy. Perfect.
Henning.
Wow.
That's
everything you've said gave me
an erection?
Diarrhea.
Okay. Same thing.
I would still rather him be called Joe Henning, but I'll take Curtis Axel.
Yeah, I like Curtis Axel.
Or Kurt Henning.
Or Mr. Kurt Perfect.
His dad's name was Kurt Henning.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work.
Wow.
Kurt Henning Jr.
Or Kurt Henning. What?
His name is Joe Henning.
I like Kinda Perfect.
That's
kind
actually
kind of funny. It is kind of funny. Really, I like semi-perfect or kind of perfect.
Quasi-perfect.
Could be perfect.
Might be
but not
perfect.
Yet.
Might be perfect
but
later with cheese.
I'm hearing that... Oh my god.
That's...
Continue, John.
I'm hearing that apparently, though, they are looking to bring up... Chris Hero, I don't even know what they're called. I think
Cassius
it's like Cassius.
Cassius
Ohno. They're looking to bring
Cassius.
Him up.
Cassius.
Wow, could they have picked a worse name for that guy?
I mean, it's not a terrible name.
So
there's,
Yoko
you know,
Ohno is
Adrian
like,
Neville.
Chris Hero. I don't get why they changed to Cassius.
Yeah, Chris Hero is pretty good.
No, you know the worst part about all this is, like they let Richie Steamboat keep his name.
Yeah,
but
really,
Joe Henning, you have to change yours. You're going to be Michael McGillicuddy.
Chris Hero, you can't take.
I swear
name.
To God,
Johnny
WWE,
Curtis. No,
WWE does this every time they have like a second or third generation superstar where they realize like, oh wait, like like even like not like not anyone gives a shit about the Divas, but when Tamina was had her little push last year against Beth Phoenix and shit, it's like, oh yeah, daughter of Superfly Snuka, Hall of Famer. It's like, but then they finally changed her name to Tamina Snuka, but like every time she came out, Michael Cole was like, daughter of Superfly Snuka. It's like, we know.
We get it.
Sometimes they don't do it with other people. Like when Michael McGillicuddy was first getting those, granted he wasn't as good ring-wise as he is now. If you went back to MCW and NXT, he's much better now, but still, he was still fucking Kurt Hennig's son. It's like,
Well, don't forget Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is really,
come on,
really
talented.
But he has his name.
He has his name.
He has the name.
Yeah, he's got
the right name. Why can't Joe Henning just be Joe Henning?
Well, why can't you stop making valid points? It's the WWE. Who gives a shit?
That's
right. It's just not going to happen. Accept it.
All right? John Cena is in charge of this bitch.
Sin Cara.
This is the captain of the Titanic. Now he's in charge of the Facebook. We're not going over this again.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just kidding. I want it to end. I hate this.
Ryback coming
next
out.
Next week, we're going to talk about Impact Wrestling.
Why do we have to bring up Ryback?
Why would you bring up Impact Wrestling?
Well, that's better. I'd rather talk about that than Ryback.
Oh,
I don't know about
God,
that.
No. The story writers
of Impact. No. Because we still have more. We still have also Sheamus and Randy Orton.
Sheamus and Randy Orton?
Versus Rhodes Scholars.
That was a good match.
You mean Bucket of Oil versus Sandow and Codes and Rhodes?
Bucket of Oil Codes. And Powder.
Cody Rhodes' name is no longer Cody Rhodes. It's going to be Codes now.
We can just call him the Stash.
The Stash, yeah.
Like Porn that. Stash.
I like Cody. All right. I like Cody Rhodes. I think he's...
Wait, are we bringing back Val Venus?
Ooh.
No.
We could.
Come on!
Nah.
No.
Alright, fine.
No Hello Ladies?
Actually, no. Speaking of a good tag team partners, Val Venus and the Godfather.
Mm.
That's a hell of a tag team partner. We got the wannabe, what is he? Was he like, it was like a
pimp?
Porn star? Was he a porn star? And a pimp?
What? Godfather was
no,
pimp.
Val Venus is a
pimp.
Godfather
is
a
porn star.
Porn star. Yeah.
Don't you love how, like, when we were kids, they kind of beat around that bush? Like, that's Val Venus. What does he do? He's an
actor.
Actor in a lot
I'm gonna
of
make
movies.
My next movie.
What's the name of his? What's the finisher? The Money Shot. Oh, God.
I was like the Money Shot. And then I got to be old. I was like, wow.
We really did not think this one through.
Can we just talk about how much I miss TV-14?
No, like I think my favorite Val Venus video was when he was going against Ken Shamrock. No, poor video, you fuckers.
This cast got dark fast.
My favorite Val Venus vignette for WWE.
Whoa! Let's turn the fancy down.
Whoa! You understand? We're talking about wrestling, right?
Yes.
Hell is
people don't understand big
words. A vignette seems like something I have to get with my blinds to make a match.
A vignette is like something I have to get a bottle opener for.
Would you like a nice vignette?
My favorite Val Venus pre-taped promo.
That still sounds bad.
That damn near movie they show occasionally on the WCFs, right?
At any rate, was when he was going against Ken Shamrock. And he had his sister with him, and he was just doing something. He was making some Saving Private Ryan joke.
He's broken.
Oh my god!
Well, folks, it was a great podcast.
Oh.
Right now, it's broken.
Like America comes out, and right now just loses it.
Well, folks.
Oh, sorry,
America.
That's what happened.
If you could see the face that Tim made when he said it like that, it was just perfect.
We're doing YouTube videos soon.
Soon,
worry,
we need to just
soon.
Coincide
oh
the podcast with the video so they can see me laughing like a fucking
I don't want
floundering
people to see
whale.
My pigtails, though.
Oh, I want to see them.
Back on my
right,
so, right. so
anyway,
we have Val Venus and Ken Shamrock.
No, so Val Venus was in a feud with Ken Shamrock over the Intercontinental Championship and. Ken Shamrock had a sister called Ryan. Her name was Ryan Shamrock.
Oh God, I see where this is going fast.
So one of the promos,
incest porn.
So one of the promos, was like, so like Ken Shamrock was like in the ring or something. Lee was in a match, and next thing you know, the screen pops up with Val Venus, and he's getting ready to go in the shower. And next thing you know, you see Ken Shamrock's sister come walking in, and he's like,
"Chicken, wow, wow!"
And he sits there and he's like, "Yeah, we're about to go explore, to go shoot my newest film, Saving Ryan's Privates."
Oh,
oh, God.
Oh man!
You sure wasn't Shaving Private Ryan?
Dude, that's when they were real bold.
I remember that movie came out already.
That's a real dude.
Do you remember when Val Venus was messing with, like, who's some Japanese guy's wife?
Some Japanese guy.
Tatsumi Chinoko.
Yeah.
It's his sister.
And they had him tied up butt naked and like fucking the guy's holding a katana, like literally over his dick, and then they just fade to black, like, wow, really?
We're not talking about the WWE anymore. This is clearly a dark WWF.
No,
this
is when they were bold.
Yep. Back when they had chain with mannequins.
No wonder my dad was like, "We gotta watch Raw tonight. Val Venus might come out and just start chopping cocks off the fucking sisters."
No, it was Tatsumi Chinoko who was going after Val's junk
penis.
For messing with his.
We can say penis.
We can say penis.
Yeah,
we can say whatever.
Yeah,
the
we're
hell
totally. We have a parental advisory on iTunes. It's okay.
Penis.
Wait, is there a parental advisory on iTunes?
There should be.
That'd be
fuck.
Weird.
Fuck.
Wang.
Dicks.
Hmm.
Now
push it to the limit.
Deep.
I think we pushed it to the limit when we started talking about Chris Benoit.
I think we pushed it way past the limit when we started talking about Zack Ryder's career.
You know, I think we are the people that keep this whole thing like Chris Benoit alive.
I think we don't because we've been, this is the last sort of podcast. So
we brought him up, Meech.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I think we brought him up in the post and the pre.
There is a little irony in keeping the Chris
Tim
Benoit
uses the word
alive.
"We" very strongly. He means himself. He said it in every episode of the podcast that we've had so far.
Look,
I mean, there
all
was
I know
no keeping his family
forget.
Alive.
Oh.
I missed it.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. That's cool.
Oh, man. All right. So now we're all drinking the Haterade.
Now we're all drinking the Haterade. Let's,
I think right. Nobody's drinking, period.
I was going to say, my Haterade tastes pretty damn good then.
Yeah. It tastes pretty good. Don't drink apple juice unattended,
on
kids.
And
anyway,
on the sidewalk.
Real quick, something else to touch on in WWE. Bo Dallas is now the NXT champion.
Whee!
Whoa, spoilers!
It was taped a week and a half ago.
It doesn't air for another 2 weeks.
No, you're wrong.
No. NXT is taped 4 weeks in advance.
Really?
What
the
fuck?
They taped four episodes.
I said that.
Yeah, but I thought we were talking about Sandow.
No.
I was talking about Bo Dallas.
All right, well, I don't give a shit. Nobody watches NXT, so.
Whoa, I do.
Because we have to.
No, because they film it at my school.
Well, shut up. That's why you're not a regular on this podcast. You say too much.
Oh, my God. That's we're like going for the jugular here now, aren't we?
We're trying to create a feud, Tim.
He's just mad that I'm better than him.
Yeah, I am. I am jealous of his cock-shaped
head. John, where do you
head.
Stand on the Undertaker or CM Punk part of this?
I think CM Punk should have won.
And I'm on my own.
Yep.
He
should have. Yep.
No, we all agree with you on
except
that.
Except for Tim.
Yeah, no, I'm super
wrong. Wait, no, you...
Yeah,
Tim,
no, I was
Tim,
trying to...
Tim thinks Undertaker should have won.
Well, there's a streak. There's only one way to end the streak if Shawn Michaels comes back and beats him.
There's only one way to end the streak properly, and that's a Stone Cold coming.
No, but here's the deal about a streak, okay? A streak.
You have to run naked.
No, well, there's that.
That's
but
streaking.
A streak in professional sports, it means something.
Only if it ends.
Only if it ends.
Mm.
Unless it's something like the Miami Dolphins with that whole Super Bowl
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but you can't give it up to some chumps because he had the belt for a long time.
He's not a
Well, I mean, you're right. You can't give it up to some chump, but you can give it to the best in the world.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Air 5. Nice. Nailed it. All
right,
so here's...
I really thought you guys were going to just slap hands right over top of my
I thought we were just going to slap cocks together, but that didn't work out, so...
Not tonight.
No. Yeah, you guys would have to get way too close together for that to happen.
No, we can just slap...
we've got enough here to, you know, get drunk enough for that to happen.
No. Except not.
No.
I don't see an entire stocked bar here. I only see a couple six-packs.
On the fridge?
Yeah, that's not nearly enough. All right, so we wanted to touch... I want to touch on one more thing as far as Raw goes. The Wyatt family, for those of you who do watch NXT, actually got their own promo in the middle of Raw tonight, which I was pretty shocked by. So I'm assuming that means they're coming up at some point to wreak havoc, which would lead me to believe that there's going to be somewhat of a match between them and The Shield. Because it's 3 versus 3.
Nice to see.
Get their asses whooped.
I don't know, buddy. I mean, the way they're portraying the Wyatt family, they're like these bunch of psychos, they're... You know, real redneckish, real hills have eyes type people.
It's So what you're saying is they're going to get their ass whooped by the Shield.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. I'm just saying it's probably not going to be as definitive as you would like it to be.
I'm just kind of happy it's not Team Hell No plus random wrestler here again.
Oh, like it used to be? Just like
every single
Team Hell No and...
versus the Shield.
Yeah.
All right, where's my dartboard? All right, Team Hell No and...
Sin Cara.
Fuck. Shit.
Team Hell No and the Boogeyman. Take that down. This shit ain't funny.
All right, throw it again. And Chris Benoit.
Now who brought it up?
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up.
I know, it's okay.
Thank you.
God damn it. Well, that's pretty much as far as it goes for...
No, it was Bret Hart Appreciation Night tonight.
I didn't give a fuck about that.
Team Hell No and Owen Hart.
Oh, wow.
That's
like extra low. That's...
I'm
a little uncomfortable with that
one.
And there goes more fans.
I'd have to say that fell out of nowhere.
Oh my god.
And you can say
that. Oh my god. I don't even need to say that we don't support the views of any one person on this podcast.
Whoa. First
Tim
off,
is on his own right
really,
now.
Really? Like on his own
that
island.
Comment?
Tim, seriously. You're just going to send this podcast down in a free fall.
Oh my god.
It gets better.
Oh, please.
So let's just end that.
We're gonna get fucking canceled.
iTunes is gonna cancel a free service because of us.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, whoa.
Well, you gotta start paying money because these assholes are fucking up.
Yeah.
Let the hate mail come in.
Ugh, it's gonna be bad.
It's at Near Fall Wrestling.
Oh, shut your mouth. You don't even have an email address. What are you talking about?
My or Twitter Facebook handle is Near Fall Wrestling.
No, it's actually
not. Fuck these assholes. Yeah, can't believe they said shit about Chris Benoit and Owen Hart. Fuck them all.
That's coming.
Hey, you did that wrong. Can't believe it. Your guy got on the Memorial Day. He's making fun of a great Americans.
Jack Swagger.
Oh
man, we're nailing this.
Racism.
Killing this now. Jesus Christ.
Wait, it's John Cena. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. Well, no, that's Jews. That doesn't count as racism.
Jesus Christ! Wow. Now who stands on their own? Must be lonely out there on that pier.
Oh, this island is really nice out here.
Is it really hot?
No, not at all.
Is it burning somewhere?
Not even a little bit. It's kind of...
What the fuck was that? Okay.
All right,
okay.
So...
Let's get to more things that are totally
fucked up.
Terrible
in
wrestling.
This is great.
I found an article this week that I posted on the Near Falls Facebook. It's the five most embarrassing
five biggest
in wrestling?
Five greatest
that no five biggest
disaster.
Unscripted disasters.
Yeah, five greatest unscripted disasters in wrestling. Oh man, that was great. It was so good.
It's a good article. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. No, well, we'll start off with number five. Was Jeff Hardy showing up to a TNA? Was that a title match?
Yeah,
that
was
a good
thing.
It was a title.
Yeah, it was the main event of a pay per view
versus Sting. For the heavyweight title.
For their title.
Oh.
And, like, they play his music for about a solid,
45 seconds.
Yeah,
45
seconds.
Seconds.
And it's just nothing.
Which, literally, can we talk about for a second? Like, I know everything we think is, like, that's not that long. But in, like, a wrestling promo, if we had to sit there and stare at a screen for 45 seconds waiting for a wrestler to come out, it literally feels like an eternity.
Yeah. If you watch the video, it seriously goes from, like, whoa, Jeff Hardy! And then
so, like,
3 seconds later.
It's just like, wait.
So, is he, like, in the back eating a churro? Is
like,
he going to come out?
What is he doing?
What's going on here?
What's he doing right now?
When he finally does come out, too, it's like, he does some...
He's completely destroyed.
Oh, he is hammered.
Yeah, oh, it's bad. Like, he comes
it's
out doing, like,
super
the...
bad.
Doing, like, a Woodstock flower dance, like, rubbing his nipples and just, like...
Yeah.
Like posing with the camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah. Then it goes to everything normal. You kind of wander around the ring. Sting comes out. It's like, when Sting comes out, it's fine. Then they're kind of hyping it up. And then next thing you know, Eric Bischoff comes out of nowhere and is like...
Yeah, like, to delay this.
God. To stop this.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, we need to find a way to, you know, it wasn't fair, you know, when, you know, you took the title from Hardy, you know, like, trying to make him slow down. And
Sting was real pissed about it.
If you look, it's like Eric Bischoff stops and then leans into Jeff Hardy and talks to him.
For, like,
then,
a good 10 seconds.
For a good second or two, a little bit. And then he goes to Sting and does the same thing, and then he has to kind of pull off this, like, oh, no, I just wanted to have make
shake
sure
your
this
hand.
Is a good match, but this is an Extreme Rules match. And it's like, no, I wanted to come talk to you and say, hey, Jeff Hardy, how you doing? Oh, yeah, flowers and bees are super hype.
You're fucked up. Yeah, it was bad. It was, I mean, it was really bad. Like, he was fucked up big time, and then Jeff Hardy was just, like, fucking around. Like, he knew he was going to loot drop, you know, he was going to have to lose that match real quick, and he didn't want to. So you could see actually Sting, like just does, like, one move, and then, like, actually forcibly pins him.
Kick, punch, Scorpion Death Drop, yep. 1-2, and then you see him kick out, and
like,
Sting
but Sting's
just
still
pins
holding
him to the
ground.
Well, Sting's a professional. That's
yeah. He was
well,
pissed off.
Yeah, that's why when he leaves, you hear the crowd chanting because it's like the pay per view hype match. Bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah.
Even Sting looks around and goes, "Yeah, I totally agree. That's
yeah.
a bullshit."
Yeah,
thing
he even
I
said, "I
to
agree."
Either.
All right, and then number four was JBL versus Blue Meanie. Apparently, JBL had this huge hatred towards Blue Meanie.
I think it started online.
Did it?
I think it was some online. Like they hated each other, and then they kind of like beefed with each other online for a while. And then it was finally, like, when the WWE took over ECW, they all got in the ring, and JBL sought out Blue Meanie and cracked his face.
Yeah, and then,
he
well...
He messed him up, man.
And then, what was it? It was his name, Richards, that one wrestler was part of the Blue World Order. He actually hit JBL, actually legitimately hit him in the head with the chair.
Oh,
like,
was
that
bad.
Was bad. Like, I was like, oh, yep, I heard
that's
that.
Yeah, it was
he was just
blood.
Gushing blood.
Yeah.
I was just like... Yep, that's not scripted. Oh,
I saw
wow.
some brain leaking.
Yeah, that was bad. And then number three was Andre the Giant. He was drunk.
Okay, that's a weird one, because Andre the Giant is a huge man. To like actually think of the logistics
of
how to get him
drunk.
He would
have to drink a lot to get drunk.
It's horrible.
Yeah, he drank a bar.
So he drank the beer. He drank
okay.
the equivalent of what Steve Austin rode to ringside and sprayed McMahon with.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
He drank all that and then was like, I need another shot to be drunk.
No, that sounds like great Khali singing Happy Birthday.
Anybody
you
like
heard
Andre the Giant talk before?
It's the same thing.
I told you from my sirens.
Hulk Hogan, I will wrestle you to the ground and win the championship. Like, syllables, motherfucker.
Was anybody like a food up?
Alright, so what was number...
Number two is... Vince Russo shooting on Hulk Hogan after Hulk Hogan was a douchebag.
To be honest, this is my favorite one. This is the best one.
Oh yeah, well this is back when Vince Russo was blamed for destroying WCW, but Hulk Hogan was just as much to blame because back then, back at the pay-per-view, it was Bash at the Beach back in 2004,
yes.
The whole WWE bought WCW and all that shit. So, and Jeff Jarrett was then... champion at the time, and he was supposed to be pinning. He was supposed to beat Hulk Hogan in the match, put him over. But Hogan apparently didn't like where creative was going with it, and then invoked
the creative control clause
for a wrestler contract. It sounds like the worst fucking thing I've ever heard of.
That's pretty much what CM Punk has.
Not that he can change mid. He can't change mid-match,
yeah.
though.
No.
That's what Hulk Hogan did.
Hogan said something where it was like, look, the match is going to end with Jeff Jarrett pinning you.
I don't know how I missed that one, even though I watched WCW religiously
that's
back
weird.
In the day.
This is still my favorite one, because then, next you know, the writer, like, Russo comes out on his own and is pretty much like,
and then
look.
He reversed the decision.
Here's what I wanted to do.
Fires Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
He
doesn't fire him. He's just like he just kind
of fired
him.
He fired him.
I love
he
how
reverses the match decision, gives the title back to Jeff Jarrett, and he fires Hulk Hogan.
But if you watch the video, he says like I'm going to create another title, and you're gonna never see that ass. Like he's actually like Jimmy out there, like that shithead fucking asshole Hogan. Like, oh shit, this is wow.
Yeah.
No, that shit
this man
was
is
all
real. This guy hates Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And then number one was that boxing debacle.
Greatest idea ever.
Oh, WWE boxing.
WWE Brawl for All.
Ugh.
Nothing says pro wrestling
like
a boxing match between pro wrestlers. So
no,
here's
nothing says pro wrestling like a boxing match with butter
here's
bean
a,
in it.
Here's a very technical sport where you have to land punches, know how to block, have
or
power.
Be Butterbean.
Butterbean's not even really a pro. He's still like a set. Like you have to get through Butterbean to go.
How
to
did he
pro.
Become so famous? Was it because of WWE?
No, he became
no. Wait,
Butterbean became famous because he was one of the guys that just would run into the ring and start throwing haymakers, and he knocked out a bunch
of
guys.
The fact is, the guy was overweight and out of shape.
But no, he was a huge
boxers.
Guy. But like he just pretty much took his overweight out of shape to run in and start throwing haymakers, and he would catch you because it was just left, right, left, right, left, right. And you're down because he punched you in the face inevitably.
And you don't have boxers like that anymore.
No, there's no such thing. It's impossible. Yeah. So WWE had this boxing thing where all they had a kind of a tournament style, and the winner would actually legitimately go and face Butterbean. Watch the video. The Butterbean and what is it, Burt Gunn,
sorry.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that
God,
match lasted seriously 30 seconds. The bell rang, they came out, they touched gloves, they back out, and Butterbean hit him 3 times in the face. And it was just when it was like, and fell down and died in the ring.
Yeah, that's just bad. Just all the bad. Alright, well, we pretty much covered everything for tonight, for this week. We will be on again next week. We do this thing once a week. It's a weekly podcast. So any last words, guys? Anything else you wanted to touch on real quick before we head out?
Raw is Jericho.
Raw was Jericho tonight.
Raw was so Jericho.
Raw was all the Jericho.
That was the highlight of the night.
Yeah, well.
I'm the highlight of the night!
I had to, I'm sorry.
John, you have anything to say? Our special guest, give you the floor last.
Believe in the Shield.
Hashtag.
I actually think we should Happy Megadeth Day? Whatever today is. What's today?
Megadeth Day?
Megadeth
Day. Bret Hart Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah! Sharpshooter everyone today.
Meh.
Actually, the guy that cut you off in traffic, pull him out of his car and fucking sharpshooter.
Yes.
It's going to make you feel better.
Probably not going to work, but it'll make you feel better.
Unless he's like Brock Lesnar, which... Brock Smash! Yeah. And then he has sex with your car.
Yep.
Because he's not going to have sex with you.
He just raped your car.
He's going to rape your car.
Does that raise the value or lessen the value?
Well, he's definitely going to clean its pipes. man, that's super good. Super good.
All right. Well,
Zack Ryder, we're going to have to ask you to clean your locker out now.
Oh, he already did. all right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Near Fall Wrestling's podcast. I'm your host, Rydell Casal. Sign out with Mike.
Later, guys.
John.
Bye-bye.
Eric.
Peace.
Tim.
See y'all next week.
God, these fries are so good.
Then they're eating. That's unprofessional.
You can go give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/nearfallwrestling. You can follow us on Twitter at nearfallpodcast. Or you could email us at nearfall@outlook.com. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Share with your friends and family.
Happy America Day.
Happy America Day.
Meh.
America.
4 out of 10.
Peace out.